USA News, I'm John Schaefer. An additional 80 trucks carrying humanitarian aid are being dispatched into Gaza.
That brings the total to 650. Again, not enough.
According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, efforts are ongoing to secure even more aid. He also said more than 400 American families have managed to leave the area so far. Kirby pointed out there may still be around 500 to 600 families remaining. Following an explosion at a chemical plant near a town north of Houston, residents being urged to stay indoors and take shelter. The significant fire has resulted in smoke columns rising hundreds of feet into the sky, prompting the presence of emergency response teams. There's been one reported injury from the explosion. That person was taken to the hospital with minor burns. The White House is alleging that House Republicans are orchestrating a smear campaign against President Biden. The accusation follows House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer's issuance of subpoenas for the president's son Hunter Biden and his brother James Biden.
This is an investigation that has been going on for a year now and has turned up zero evidence of wrongdoing by the president because there is none.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre referred to the GOP-led investigation into the family's business dealings as unfounded. Comer's action signifies an escalation in the impeachment inquiry into Biden. The White House is also taking note of the substantial voter turnout in support of abortion rights. According to Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the significance of the election night cannot be overstated. Following a series of accidents, including incidents involving pedestrians, Cruise is initiating a recall of its entire fleet of robo-taxis. The General Motors subsidiary is recalling 950 driverless vehicles. Cruise has been conducting operations in San Francisco, Austin, Houston, and Phoenix. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Ohio is now the 24th state to legalize recreational marijuana. Adults 21 and over can purchase and possess up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana and grow cannabis plants in their own homes. While it was successfully passed, Issue 2 is state law, not a constitutional amendment. That means the state legislature can still adjust or even repeal it. Ivanka Trump is giving testimony in her father's civil fraud trial in New York, specifically regarding the Trump Organization's lines of credit. New York Attorney General Letitia James contends that Ivanka personally gained from the exaggerated figures of her father's businesses.
Ms. Trump will do all that she can to try to separate herself from this corporation, but she's inextricably tied to the Trump Organization.
Ivanka stated that she had no involvement in the creation of her father's financial statements, and such matters were not within her knowledge. Friends has taken over TV once again.
Look, for the first time in my life, I'm in a real relationship, okay? I'm not going to screw that up by, you know, telling the truth.
Friends enthusiasts are propelling the sitcom to the forefront of popularity on streaming platforms in the U.S. According to data gathered by the streaming guide Just Watch, Friends claimed the highest rank from October 30th to November 5th, coinciding with the passing of star Matthew Perry. That series, originally airing on NBC, is now exclusively available for streaming on Max. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.